offensive linemen have got to do their jobs tonight.
Tight end is Talon Childs, and he'll split out of the near side also. In for the Chieftains, splitting out wide right is Bevan Dennis, their sophomore. And so under center is Blankenship. Somebody jumped on the line, and we'll see who that is against. Bulldogs are clapping their hands. We'll set the Bulldogs defensively here. Defensive backs are Keegan Jones, Channing Brown, Caden Keller, and Ethan Burkram. The linebackers are Wyatt Hilby, Isaiah Fargin, and Nolan Waldner. And the D-line includes Wes Nelson, Mac Neef, Cody Burns, and Devin I. That pushes the ball back to around the 13-yard line, it looks like, after all is said and done. So Riverdale on its own 13. Just underway, a minute into the ball game, awaiting the snap from center. Riverdale back to throw, and now nowhere to go for the QB, and he is sacked. Blankenship back around the 10-yard line.
Yeah, just a swarm of Ithaca Bulldogs there. Blankenship had no time in the pocket, and that's something if Riverdale wants to do, they can't get in these long-distance yard situations because they would want to run the ball. They want to run the ball all game long, so they're not really comfortable with throwing, especially Owen Blankenship, a first-time starter in varsity level. He's a sophomore.
Ball is marked back at the 6-yard line, Michael, so that is where the Chieftains will have to try and salvage something here on third down from their own 6-yard line. The line is set. Again, a great swarm of Bulldog tacklers getting that, about 4 guys on the quarterback last time. Somebody jumped on the line before the shotgun snap, and it's against Riverdale.
Yeah, not a good start for Riverdale. That's 2 false start penalties already. Got a gain of 2, but otherwise than that, you get a sack, and now you're facing potentially 3rd and 23, looks like, from deep in their territory.
Ball on the 3-yard line, their own. So this is a situation where you got to be awfully careful. Bulldogs will be bearing down. They've got 2 down linemen. Back to throw is the QB. He's got a lot of time. Now he's going to try to run himself up the gut. He's got a little yardage. Blankenship moving and grooving. He's got a few out to the 20. Still rolling. And he is finally brought down. He's going to be short of the first down, but he made a good effort there.
Boy, that was a great play by Blankenship. The offensive line provided great protection. No one was open. So what you do? Scramble drill. He finds the pocket right in the middle, steps in it, scrambles, and how about that for a shifty quarterback? My goodness, was he juking. Who says quarterbacks aren't athletes?
Cody Burns helping out on the stop. Nolan Waldner as well for the Bulldogs. And so the ball is on the 17-yard line. Riverdale in punting formation. 2 Bulldogs back deep to receive. Awaiting a snap from center. And the Riverdale specialist punter is Eli Campbell. And whistles sound. And I believe somebody may have been offside for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think it looks like there Wyatt Hilby, who's, I believe, number 22 from Ithaca, looked like he jumped.
So that'll mark the ball a little closer to first down territory. I don't know that Riverdale will go for it here, 4th down and about 4. But it's a lot better than it was. Gets them out a little bit of a jam. A
lot more punting room.
Eli Campbell, the punter, back. They're barking out the signals. The line is set. Long snap count. And there's the snap. And a good one, and Campbell puts a toe into it. Bulldogs call a fair catch, and it's caught there by number 11, Channing Brown. And the Bulldogs will have good field position, starting inside the 50 to around the 45-yard line. Riverdale now onto the defensive mode. The Bulldogs starting offense. The quarterback is Keegan Jones. Wyatt Hilby, the fullback. Wes Nelson, the running back. And the tight end is Nolan Waldner. Wide receivers Channing Brown, Caden Keller, and Ethan Burkram will alternate in. And on the line, the center, Mac Neef. Left tackle is Devin Iam. The left guard is Cody Burns. The right guard is Houston Bowen. The right tackle, Ben Otto and Isaiah Fargin. Bulldogs with the football on the 47 of Riverdale, and they are going to run for a few yards, 45 down to the 43-yard line. And a good run initially out of the gate for the Bulldogs. Keegan Jones, the QB, handed that ball off, and that was Ethan Burkram. So we'll see where they mark it. Around a 6-yard gain, it appears. The ball is marked around the Riverdale 42-yard line. So Riverdale on the defensive side going to try to force something against the Bulldogs. Make a defensive stand here after a short time with the ball. The line is set. Jones will operate out of the shotgun. Awaiting a snap from Neef, and there it is. Hand off for a running play. Cutting back on the counter is Wyatt Hilby, and he dives down to around the 41-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like Ithaca is trying to establish this run game early, getting two run plays there for good positive yardage. Now they are facing with a third and short, looks like. And Ithaca, of course, they're always known for having big offensive linemen, big defensive linemen, just big. Ithaca's always been known for big, and they love to bully people, and that's what Ithaca's looking to do in this first drive.
Owen Blankenship on the tackle for Riverdale. It's at the 39 and about a yard to go for a first down. Third down for Ithaca. Jones will take it under center, hands off, and a left guard run, and up for a first down is Nelson. Dives for a good 8 yards.
Yeah, that's a good play there. Just Ithaca's just running up the gut, basically playing smash mouth football. What they're doing, it looks like with the handoffs that they're doing, they look like they may be doing some read option, but so far they're just giving it to the gut, and then Ithaca's doing very well on it right now.
Terry Sage on the tackle, free safety for the Riverdale Chieftains. And it's a first down for the Bulldogs. Ball is on the 32 of Riverdale. 7:25 remaining in the opening quarter. Jones out of the shotgun. Handoff, running play, cutting up the gut is Wyatt Hilby again. Dives over the pile and gets inside the 30-yard line. Several on the tackle for Riverdale, including Matt Doms, number 75. Riverdale's nose guard is Gavin Curl. The defensive ends are Willem Buchholz and Peyton Olson. Outside linebackers, Owen Blankenship and Talon Childs. Inside linebackers, Brody Meese, Ethan Cagle. Cornerbacks, Eli Campbell and Kylan Walsh. And the free safety is Terry Sage. The safety is Bevan Dennis. Bulldogs second down and 7 yards to go. Rolling out is Jones. Cutting out to the 30. Now plants, throws, and it is incomplete. Had a man a few yards away, number 31, Devin Iam, the intended receiver.
Yeah, so that play here, it's basically a little bit of bootleg to try. Quarterback's going to scramble out, try to go to the sideline, see if he can get someone on the roll. Thought he found someone, but couldn't make the throw. So now Ithaca's got to deal with the difficult third and long situation. We'll see how they're going to do here.
They'll run the play in from the near sideline. The messenger is Caden Keller, the Bulldogs in the huddle, wearing their traveling white with the purple numbers. Riverdale in the home maroon with the white lettering. The Chieftains trying to make a stand here on defense. Third down for the Bulldogs at the 30-yard line of Riverdale. Third and about 8 yards. Jones under center takes the snap. Pitch play. There's Hilby cutting right side. Now cutting back. He's got some free running room, and he's going to go all the way for a Bulldog touchdown.
Yeah, how about that play there from Wyatt Hilby? Basically, the wide open holes were made for Ithaca. That line, terrific job. Wide receivers blocking well. No contain there from Riverdale, and Hilby just easy into the end zone with that wide open hole.
Good cutback, too. You know, he went right and then saw the gap. That's what the good running backs do, and basically untouched after he got past the line.
That's good vision from Hilby, seeing the defenders just coming in and making a good move. That's just good vision by Hilby.
Well, Pazer Kaiser, the kicker, the one is on the way, and it is plenty good. 7-0, Bulldogs lead, 6:37 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Who kicked that field goal?
Kaiser with the extra point here for the Bulldogs, and that makes it 7-0. Welcome back to Pickering Park in Muscadet. I'm Phil Nee, joined by our good buddy Michael Hernan. Good to have you here. Our engineer is our good buddy Tim Thee. And our baker is Donna Walsh. She sent over some banana bread.
Yeah, very nice of Donna giving us some banana bread. Banana bread. I always get confused with banana bread and monkey bread.
They're both good. Here's a long line drive kick by the Bulldogs, taken by the Chieftain running back to the 10, 15, 20, and out to around the 23-yard line before all is said and done. Return made there by number 22, Brody Meese, and that's where the Chieftains will take over.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Isaiah Parkin, number 56 for Ithaca there. Basically ball hunting and not a lot of room for Brody Meese there to run there and just come behind and get them.
It was another deep kick for the Bulldogs, though, so back around a lot better field position than they had the first time. Riverdale started last time on its own 15. This time they mark it on the 26 of Riverdale. 7-0 Bulldogs of Ithaca in this long non-conference rivalry. One man split out wide to the near side for the Chieftains. And under center is the QB. Waiting to snap is Blankenship. Long snap count again. Dennis in motion gets the handoff. Got around the right end. And Bevin's got a few yards to the 30. It looked like the ball could have came loose there at the end. But it looks like he's going to hang on to it. So not a bad run.
Not a bad run at all. Actually, a very good run there by Dennis. Had a good hole there open to run through. And again, just didn't break through. But 8-yard gain is still a very good gain. It's a game of inches.
Devin Iam on the tackle for the Bulldogs. 6 minutes remaining here, about halfway through the opening quarter of area football. Riverdale has moved the ball to its own 34-yard line. One man wide to the left side for Blankenship. The Riverdale line is set. Gavin Curl, the center, grabs the ball, and here we go. Awaiting the snap from center, and Blankenship is going to hand off again. Dennis off right tackle. First ahead, didn't get a first down, but it's going to be close, I think.
A nice play there by Wesley Nelson. Basically, it looked like he was playing corner that basically just collapses there on Dennis with the contain and gets a good stop there and now forces a third and short situation.
Good situation for Riverdale. They're a good third down club, I think. So we'll see what they call here. They've been really good with the long snap count and trying to juke the Bulldogs off sides as well.
Yeah, Riverdale always likes to run the ball, so they always feel comfortable with these third and short situations.
Blankenship is getting set. Now we'll take the snap from under center. Long snap count again. Dennis in motion. Dennis will get the hand up. No, he won't. It's going to be a counter run, and Riverdale bursts ahead for the first down on a good carry there by number 22, Brody Meese.
Yeah, excellent offensive line work, too, just creating these holes. Big thing about running plays, usually most people think running back, but the offensive line are in the trenches creating those holes to get the running back through. Riverdale's doing a good job in this possession, creating those holes and moving the chains for the first time tonight.
Out to the 45-yard line. At Riverdale's first down, as Michael said. Their own 45-yard line. Bulldogs digging in, and now whistle sound. Stops the clock with 4:31 remaining in the quarter, and it's a timeout for the Chieftains. Timeout taken here in Muscadet. We'll keep it here for this break, and we're looking at possibly getting a few scores along the way in our network on the Filney flip phone. 7-0 Lancaster over Mineral Point, 5:40 remaining in the first. River Ridge leads Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 6-0, 8:31 to go in the first. And let's see. I can't read that. Sometimes people's abbreviations are not that good. Can't read that one. Maybe that's a different language. I don't know.
Let's see here.
Well, first 31, 80, 17. I'm not sure. Hot. Oh, well.
RYU.
I don't get all those abbreviations. Do you get those abbreviations, Michael? No. Timeout is over anyway. Saved us in the nick of time. 7-0. The Bulldogs in the advantage on the 30-yard run by Wyatt Hilby. So after a Chieftain timeout on offense, I'm sure kind of seeing something maybe they could capitalize on. They will break huddle and get to the football. The line is set. Carter Degenhardt on the near tackle. Talon Childs, a tight end on that right side. And Blankenship under center throws a quick pass. Dennis catches behind the line of scrimmage. Bevin ahead and gets a few to the 45 and is wrestled down. Not a bad play.
Not a bad play at all. Give the ball to the playmakers. Devin Dennis is a very good playmaker. Trust me, I played with him in basketball. I played with him in baseball. He is shifty, I tell you what. Him playing basketball is fun to watch. He's a quick mover. So, yeah, just giving the ball to your playmakers and let them make plays. That's what Dennis has been doing.
Wyatt Hilby and Isaiah Fargin on the tackle. And Riverdale now facing a second and 4 yards to go. Ball is just shy of midfield at 47, Riverdale's own, right in the middle of the field between the hash marks. The Chieftains send a man in motion, Walsh, I should say, to the left side, handoff for a running play up the gut for Meese, and he grinds to the 50 and maybe into Bulldog territory to the 49. Gain of about 4 yards. That'll bring up another third and short yardage.
Yeah, basically, again, Riverdale just want to keep pounding the ball on Ithaca. Both of these teams are looking to pound the ball right now. Riverdale did not do a good job first drive. Ithaca did first drive. And now Riverdale is starting to run the ball very well on this second drive.
Chieftains trying to answer right now. 3:10 remaining in the opening quarter. Blankenship under center. And a running play goes to the left side across the 50 again to around the 48. And the first down, it looks like, for the Chieftains. Dix will move. Good running play again. That was Meese.
Yeah, just good job by the offensive lineman again, just pushing, creating holes. Again, Riverdale is doing a much better job this second drive, and they're moving the chains well right into Ithaca territory now. And basically, both of these offenses, I realize, are packed together so they can have success. They have much more room to run in the middle and yet creates a lot wide.
Gavin Mirabilli spread out wide, and here's a pitch to Dennis. He spins, and then he's going to be brought down. Good open field hit by Channing Brown of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that's really good by Channing Brown there, basically just setting the edge, making the carrier nowhere to go. Great edge setter there. That's a good play there by Channing Brown.
Looks like a loss of 1 or 2 yards. It appeared that he was going to get a few. Had that play not been made, I think Riverdale would have had a pretty good ground gainer there.
Yeah, that's why it's very important to have that contained. That contain prevents the big play.
Ball is at the 49 of Ithaca. Second down, we'll call it 12. Dallin Childs moves to the left side. Now Dennis in motion, and Bevan gets the handoff, the carry, and he is going to be snuffed out. Pushed back into Riverdale territory on a great job by the defensive line there for the Bulldogs.
Again, the Ithaca TNT front, they're going to want to do is they're going to wreck havoc that interior guard. The interior guards for Riverdale's going to have a tough time with that TNT front. They always did it historically with Ithaca. Ithaca always has a great TNT front, and they showed it there.
Nolan Waldner on the stop for the Bulldogs, and Wyatt Hilby, it looks like. So here we go for a third down and about 13, and back to throw his Blankenship, throws toward Dennis, incomplete at the 41-yard line of Ithaca, and that will bring up fourth down.
Blankenship did not have much time again. Mac Deef, number 68 for Ithaca, and number 57 as well for Ithaca, just came through there untouched. Blankenship did not have a lot of time to throw, and basically just had to throw it away.
So the Chieftains will bring out the punting unit again. Number 3, Eli Campbell, is back to do the honors. The Bulldogs have not sent anybody back deep yet. Fourth down and about 13 to go for the Chieftains. Ball will be snapped from right around the midfield stripe. Line is set, and a beautiful snap, and Campbell pops this one up. What a hang time. That ball's going to bounce around the 30 and then take a good Bulldog bounce back to around the 34 before it's downed by the Chieftains, Chase Bremer. Stops the clock with a minute 15 remaining in the opening quarter. Still 7-0 in favor of the Bulldogs. So right now, the Bulldogs back on the offense. Very little wind. You don't really have to factor in any wind tonight, do you?
Yeah, I don't feel any in here. It feels a lot humid in the booth that we're in. We're in the baseball booth here. Yeah, not very much wind. That's kind of a good thing for paper-wise.
It is. Not blowing out the windows. I've had that happen before. There's a snap to Jones. Throws it complete on the right side to Burkham. Ethan down the sideline. Tripped up around the 45 and then rolls ahead to around the 49-yard line.
Basically, good screen pass there. The receiver gets it. And again, lack of containment there by Riverdale makes Ithaca get a good, positive, kind of major, mid-major big play. But yet again, moves the chain.
Pushed out of bounds by Brody Meese. Now we're back to action now as the Bulldogs go kind of a hurry-up. First down and 10. Ball is marked at the 48, their own. Jones throws it complete on the left side. Channing Brown cutting ahead. He's got a first down with some good speed. Crosses in to the 40, down to around the 38 of Riverdale.
Yeah, Channing Brown's a good receiver there, too. Basically, another swing pass or check down pass there to Brown. Again, Ithaca's using their playmakers, too. Creates a break tackle there, and then eventually gets taken down there by the defender. I believe Chase Bremer was there for the tackle for Riverdale. But, again, Channing Brown just making plays. Both these teams kind of utilizing their big playmakers early on.
That stopped the clock. Just over a minute remaining. In the first quarter, ball is marked at the 37 of Riverdale after that big catch and run by Channing Brown. There's the snap. Jones hands off. Big running play. Wyatt Hilby up the middle, and he puts the shoulder down. First down and then some. Down around the 20-yard line, it looks like. Tackle made by Bevan Dennis and a host of Chieftains.
Yeah, Wyatt Hilby, again, he's just a hard runner. Ithaca's just creating holes, and Wyatt Hilby is a hard runner. Gets down, lowers his shoulder, creates contact. It's a great carry there by the Ithaca Bulldogs. And now they're about to, looks like they're getting ready to score again.
Down to 40 seconds in the quarter. 7-0 Bulldogs. Ball is marked at the 17 of Riverdale when all is said and done. Whistle and a flag, and I believe someone may have jumped off. So the 5-yard penalty will be assessed. Right now it looks like Fenimore leading Iowa Grant 6-0 early on in that ball game from the SWAL, the Old Swall. 26 seconds now and counting down. First down from the 22 for the Bulldogs. Running play for Wesley Nelson, and he dives across for a couple of yards. That'll stop the clock. Tackle made by Brody Meese. So down to 18 seconds remaining here in the quarter, and the Bulldogs may just let it run down here and switch end zones. And nope, they're heading to the line. We'll see if they get the playoff in time. They're hustling up. Berkram laid in. Now he has got a position at the right side, and the Bulldogs will not get it off. That's the final second, and it ticks off. And it's 7-0 Bulldogs after one here at Pickering Park in Muscadet. You're listening to Friday Night High School Football from WRCO Sports.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
We are into the second quarter here at Riverdale, Muscadet's Pickering Park. Good to have you along here. Bulldogs leading 7-0. Toma leading Richland Center 7-0 after the first quarter. Sparta up on Black River Falls 7-0. Hillsboro leading Boscobel 14-0. Fenimore 6-0 over Iowa Grant. And Aquinas leads Prairie du Chien 8-0. Prairie beat Aquinas last year. I think that was their only loss, maybe.
Yeah, both teams are really good historically, and they look like they're going to be good again this year. I keep hearing, like, top matchups in Wisconsin. I read Prairie du Chien and Aquinas. Like, those two play in, like, I'm pretty sure, Lacrosse Stadium. So
yep, tonight.
Yeah. I think that's where Aquinas actually plays their home game, which is kind of interesting.
That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Aquinas is, like, a small tech school, Catholic school, so I don't know. But, like, to say the play of your home game to the college stadium, like, that's kind of cool.
Yep. Platteville has done that for years. They've just switched over now to get their own stadium at Platteville High School.
Yeah, that complex looks nice.
That's pretty awesome. Bulldogs are in good field shape here. After a penalty, they're marked at the 20-yard line. So second down and 12 yards to go from the Riverdale 20. Bulldogs back in action now. The line is set. Awaiting the snap from center is Jones. There's the snap, pitch play, and running for Hilby. Right side, puts the shoulder down, and he pulls his way to the 12 to the 11-yard line. Good run by Wyatt Hilby. Boy, oh boy.
It looks like combined tackles there made by Bevan Dennis and Terry Sage. But again, Hilby's just hard running down the line, making Riverdale try to tackle him like that because how madly he runs.
Gain of several on the yardage. It looks like about a 9-yard gain. That brings up third down from the 11. Third and about three from the Riverdale 11. The Chieftains digging in tight. Four down linemen. There's the snap and the handoff going for the second man through. Gets his way to the 9, to the 8, and I believe that is a Bulldog first down on the run by Wesley Nelson.
Yeah, Ithaca, again, just pounding it down the middle. Oh, it looks like it's going to be fourth down here.
Did he make? Oh, boy. Initially, they were saying that they had it, but we're right at the angle here. It's tough to see. Must be just an eyelash or so, but it could be close enough for a measurement. Nope, they're not going to measure it. Fourth and one. The angle looks like they got it by 20, but evidently not.
Well, regardless, that was a great play by Talon Childs coming off the edge and making the tackle, forcing this situation. That's a good linebacker play right there.
Really was. He came from a long way. Fourth down and a yard, and now a whistle sounds and a flag, and I believe the Bulldogs may have lined up in the neutral zone. They did. That's a costly penalty. Going from a dive play now to, you got to strategize a little more for this one. It'll be fourth and about 6 yards to go. Ball is back at the 14-yard line of Riverdale. The play comes in from the near side. Ethan Berkram is the messenger, and the Bulldogs will head to the line. Leading 7-0, Ithaca to the line. Riverdale trying to turn them away. Digging in is the nose guard, and Gavin Kroll trying to wreak havoc. Riverdale dropping back into coverage. Could be a pass play. There's a pass to the left side. Caught there by Brown. Stiff arms. One gets around another. Spin move to the 10, to the 5. What a move. Touchdown, Bulldog.
Yeah, that's a great play there. Again, Channing Brown just making defenders miss off the screen pass on the 4th and 6. Ithaca's been running that a lot, getting success. They go to Channing Brown again. And again, just giving your playmakers to make play. What a play there by Channing Brown.
Well, he displayed his speed, but also he had a good stiff arm there. He got one guy to miss, you know, and then spun around another, and just a super play. Well, Kaiser is in to see if he can make the second of extra points try tonight. This one is up and good. And the Bulldogs lead 14-0, 10-11 remaining in the first half. Bulldogs 14, Riverdale nothing, an area football from WRCO Sports.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Welcome back to Pickering Park. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Michael Hernan tonight. The Bulldogs using just some good, I guess, they're mixing it up well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're running the ball, and they're throwing a lot of screen passes. The mixture of running the ball, and plus they're giving their playmakers plays, chances to make plays. Ithaca's had really good success so far, had 2 possessions. They converted on 2.
Danny Brown with a kickoff. Rody Meese catches. Ray turns to the 20, 25, 30. Gutsy run. Hey, oh, he got to the 40, and somebody got him by the shoestring. Holy cow.
Looks like that tackle was made by Ethan Berkram. But again, that was just a good play by Rody Meese, just sticking with it. It looked like he was going to get the kickoff return touchdown, but nice shoestring tackle there by Ethan Berkram to make Riverdale not only let him score, but also let them stay in their own territory as well.
I don't know if he would have went all the way, but he would have got a lot more.
That was going to be a big play.
Yep, and nice play by both men. 14-0 Bulldogs, Riverdale to the line. They take over at their own 39-yard line and awaiting a snap from center. Long snap count for Blankenship. Now a running play on the counter, and that's Brody Meese, and he's wrestled down after a gain of about 2 yards. Several on the stop. There's Wyatt Hilby again. We've called his name a few times already.
Oh, yeah, running back, being a runner, and now being a tackler. I also saw Nolan Waldner and Wesley Nelson was also in the area, too. Again, just stopping the run. Ithaca's going to have success in this game, and they are doing so far. But to make it even more painful, stopping the run is going to be a big thing for Ithaca.
Second down and about 9 yards to go. Oh, Riverdale, ball is marked at the 41, their own. Blankenship out of the shotgun, going to run it himself now, and cut down at the 40, and got maybe back to the line of scrimmage. It looks like several Bulldogs on the tackle again.
Yeah, it just looks like a QB sneaker, QB keeper up the middle. But Mac Neef was there making the play, getting the shoestring tackle in there at back of the backfield. Again, Ithaca stopping the run. And now it's 3rd and 8 for Riverdale. And again, Riverdale does not feel comfortable in these 3rd and long situations. This is where Ithaca wants them to be.
3rd down from the 41-yard line, Riverdale's own. Mirabelli splits out to the left side. He's the only man away from the line of scrimmage. Dennis is in motion. There's the snap. Blankenship rolls near side and throws to Dennis. He catches and gets around one man, and then Cantaloo the other. Got to around the 42 before the tackle is made by Wyatt Hilby.
That's great pressure there by Wesley Nelson, the outside linebacker there, forcing pressure to force Blankenship into the throw and even bothering the throw a little bit there to get him out. And then Dennis caught it, and a lot of Ithaca there to swarm him and get the play done.
4th down coming up here for the Chieftains. They'll be punting from the 30-yard line. Long snap count. Riverdale's line is set. There's the snap. And Campbell puts the toe into it. No receiver back for the Bulldogs. You're just going to let this one roll. And, boy, it's a nice punt for Campbell. He'll pin him back to around the 11-yard line. They're on.
Yeah, look, what Ithaca tried to do, their focus was blocking the punt. That's why they had no returners back there. Kind of a little of a bull rush. They tried to block the punt, but Campbell gets it off in time, and it turns out beautifully for Riverdale.
So the Chieftains now will be back on defense. The Bulldogs line up with their worst field position of the night. They'll be starting at their own 11-yard line. Started out initially at the 47-yard line earlier, and then took over around the 40-yard line. They're on now at the 11, so they're back against the wall a little bit here. 7:54 remaining in the first half. Snap from center. Jones hands off, and high stepping, getting around a couple of men there is Nelson, and he's close to a first down, Michael.
Yeah, it's because Houston is running the sweep now, play it looks like. A bunch of Riverdale tacklers in there. Again, Ithaca's been running up the middle a lot this game, and now they're experimenting with the sweep. They got a good play there.
Conlon Walsh on the tackle, and they're going to give Wesley Nelson about 9 yards. So 2nd and a yard for the Bulldogs from the 20-yard line. Their own. Up to the football. Ball between the hash marks. One man wide to the left side for the Bulldogs. Riverdale digging in the trenches right now. Long snap count, and Jones takes the snap, hands off immediately for a runoff left tackle, and a couple of extra yards. Still going now, the ball carrier for the Bulldogs. 1st down, plus about 5, on a great run by Wesley Nelson. Didn't you think he was stopped earlier?
Yeah, I did, but again, when you got to tackle, you got to tackle on the leg. The legs just kept turning for Nelson, and that's why he was able to get those extra yards. When you're a tackler, you want to try to get the legs, so we could stop using his legs. But since he didn't get the leg, he just kept churning, picked up some extra yards after contact.
There's a timeout on the field. The Bulldogs will take that. 6:55 remaining in the first half. Ithaca 14, Riverdale nothing. On our first Friday night game of the week from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
14-0 in favor of the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs after a quick timeout. Stock Prairie 14, Baraboo nothing. River Ridge leading Benton, Scales Mount, Scholesburg 14-0. Wausau East and Westby tied at 7 in the second quarter. Bulldogs with the football, 1st and 10 from their own 30. There's the snap. Nice protection. Jones going to air one out for the first time tonight, and it's going to be almost intercepted by Dennis. Pass was intended for Channing Brown.
Look, Ithaca's trying to make the big plays, too. I mean, I have a respect for that. But, again, Bevin Dennis just on the backside there. Nice coverage there. Almost came up with the pick, but that would have been a nice interception. He was able to haul that down. But then again, gets the pass deflect. Now Ithaca's got a difficult 2nd down.
Looked like both there was contact both ways, both men going for the ball there. I think both sides were thinking maybe there should have been a penalty, but it was they let it go. Both of them were.
Russell, let them play. Yep. You got to respect that.
Second down and 10 from the 30 for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Jones pitches. Coming to the right side is Hilby, and he's going to be undercut on the Bulldogs sideline. I think I saw a flag. He got to about 9 yards away from the line of scrimmage. Looks and like, we'll see what the flag is about.
Looks like the flag was thrown in the backfield, so it could be a potential holding.
So we'll see what they say. Are you seeing some of your peeps here tonight, Michael, or anybody that you know?
I saw one down here, my buddy Seth Toombs.
Okay.
Around here.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah, one of my classmates, former classmates there. Although, I don't really see anybody that I know.
Well, you're kind of on the Ithaca sideline right now. That's where our booth is. So, but
yeah, could be.
Maybe they'll do a special tribute to you at halftime or something.
Yeah, we'll
maybe. Holding penalty against the Bulldogs proves costly because they were close to a first down. This is going to back it and way back to the 18-yard line, Ithaca zone. Clock starts again as the ball is placed. 6.5 remaining in the first half, 14-0 Bulldogs. It is on their own 18 on the second down play. Jones back to throw, looks over the middle, tries it again. Caught by Nelson with a diving catch. Across the 40. Hey, beautiful play.
Yeah, it's just a good route there by Wesley Nelson. Just basically just cut inside to the middle. Nobody there. A nice completion there. And Ithaca looks like they almost need a chain, so it's going to be a third down.
That was kind of the play they tried to run last time with the pass that was broken up. But it kind of came over the middle. And again, good protection. Matt Neath, the center, and a couple of the guards out there doing their job as well, containing the Riverdale would-be tacklers. Third down from the 38, about 2 yards to go. And here's a running play up the gut. The pile is moved a couple of feet. I don't know if he got it, Michael.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's a good stop there by Riverdale's interior defensive line there. Just pulling the pressure, just pulling the offensive line back. And now Ithaca's got a unique situation here coming in fourth down.
So the carrier was Nelson. And a great play up the gut there for Gavin Krewell, and he stands him up, and it's fourth down for the Bulldogs, about a yard from the 40. So the Bulldogs will break committee and head to the football. They are, of course, going to go for it here, fourth and short, from their own 40-yard line. Jones under center, awaiting the snap, and it's going to be flags flying, and I believe somebody jumped on the Bulldogs' side. Ithaca's kind of mistake-prone right now.
Yeah, Ithaca's have a lot of false starts in this game. I think this is like your third or fourth so far in the first half. And most of them have came on fourth and one situations, pulling them back, pushing them back to fourth and six. Now, the last time they did this, they ran a screen pass to Channing Brown, and he got a touchdown. But the mistakes are, if mistakes are going to keep piling up, it's going to be difficult to repeat that success.
Bulldogs back. That was kind of a typical call in the early games, kind of getting that timing down. Fourth down and 6 yards to go. Whistle sound again, and I believe the Bulldogs use the timeout as Coach Kelly heads out to talk to the offense. We'll keep it here. 14-0 Bulldogs lead, 4:45 remaining. We'll talk about the programming for the rest of the night. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is up at halftime. We'll talk about some upcoming events for volleyball and also Travis Wilson with sports.net talks about some of the games and football news, and we'll have details later on. Of course, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show will recap tonight's game and get you the scoreboard from around the area. Plus, we'll name the play of the game or the turning point of the game, sponsored by Dunkin' Rewards. And Michael likes to get rewarded at Dunkin', I think, don't you?
Well, my sister does.
Oh, your sister does.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a coffee person, but my sister.
Oh yeah, but
loves donuts.
Dunkin'. You can't tell me.
Yeah, the donuts are good.
Tell me you don't like donuts.
Oh, I like donuts.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
My sister loves the coffee.
She's hooked on it, huh?
Yeah,
right.
Very.
It's over. Fourth down from the 35. 6 yards to go for the Bulldogs. They're going for it. Jones is back to throw. Looks the short route. Now going to run it himself. Jones tucks it in, trying to get a little bit closer. Stretches out the ball. And did not get there. Good play by the Riverdale defense.
That's a good defensive stop there, seeing the QB scramble out. And it looks like, again, it looks like another bootleg, but this time he's going to keep it in his own. But, yeah, nice job. A swarm of Riverdale defenders there getting the job done. And a turnover on downs, the first possession that Ithaca has not scored on tonight.
Chase Bremer was one of the guys leading the way over here for the Chieftains as they had the angle to the sideline. So on downs, it's turned over. The Bulldogs really cost them those penalties for sure.
Yeah, penalties keep racking up, and that's just crucial mistakes in this game. And if Riverdale scores on here, that fourth down penalty will look back and say that's going to be a major turning point in this game if Riverdale scores here.
Great field position at the Ithaca 38. Hand off to Dennis, scooting around the right side, and he's caught at the shoelaces and brought down at the line of scrimmage by number 31 for the Bulldogs, Devin Iam, I believe. Nice play.
Yeah, it's just a nice play there. He gets through the line untouched, and he uses his speed. He uses his speed to get the fully tackle there in the backfield. And now Riverdale is facing a difficult second and 12. They do not like second and long. Well, third and long especially, but second and long, they don't like those either.
Second down, yeah, about 12. Ball at their 40-yard line of Ithaca. Under center, the Chieftains QB is back to throw now. Guns it left side, and it's caught. And Walsh turns upfield. Not much of a gain after the catch, but Michael, he got a few on the grab. Gains about four.
That's a good completion there by Blankenship, and Colin Walsh runs a good route. Runs a curl route or a good old button hook route there and turns around. It's a good completion there by Blankenship. Walsh gets it. Might not be much, but third and six is a lot easier than third and 12.
Right. Right you are. Ball at the 35 of the Bulldogs. Third down, 6 yards to go. Chieftains are down and set. Dennis out wide to the right. Man in motion now. Going back to throw. The QB throws it right side, and it's caught again. Pretty much the same play. Going to be short of the first down by a couple, it looks like. And now Riverdale's going to use a timeout because it's fourth down.
Yeah, again, that was a good route there by Talon Childs running an out route. Blankenship's able to connect him, and now Blankenship looking like he's kind of gained a little rhythm. It's only a two-yard game, but again, fourth and four is a lot easier than fourth and six. Might not be, but it's just 2 yards. But again, every yard matters in the game of football, especially in high school.
And they're using some quick hitters, Michael, where, maybe the line is doing a good job, but you don't have to block very long when he's just going to take the snap, step back, and throw as he has, and they've had success on two straight plays.
Yeah, and it's more of a growing confidence thing for Owen Blankenship. Again, he's a sophomore, first ever start on varsity. Basically, you want to build the kid's confidence. When you've got a young speed, you want to start building confidence, and you build confidence by making those short plays. And then maybe connect on short plays, get the confidence, maybe hit some on some long ones too.
So it looks like fourth down for Riverdale is going to be marked at the 34-yard line after the timeout. Ball on the far hash mark. Riverdale going for it here. Big play in the first half. 3:11 remaining in the second frame. 14-0 Ithaca. There's the snap. Back to throw to Dennis. They complete it on the right side. He's ahead for a few. Might have got it. We'll see. The officials eyeballing it over on the sideline.
Looks like they're going to give it to him.
I think they're going to give it to Ithaca, aren't they?
Oh, I saw the flip of the one.
Let's see.
Oh, they might. Oh, I think they are giving it to.
Yeah, that it was close, but there's no measurement. No, they're going to say that Devin Dennis on the catch didn't quite get there. Must have been about a yard short, as they mark it at the 29-yard line. So both teams have turned it over on downs on consecutive possessions. So it goes back to the Bulldogs with 3:05 remaining here in the first half. Bulldogs back to throw, and here is Jones rolling, running, throwing, and it's going to be caught. And upfield for Hilby. He's undercut around the 40-yard line. Good gain right there.
Boy, that's a great play there by the QB, Keegan Jones, rolling out to his right in a little bit off-balance throw. You know, we see those QBs scramble off the throw of the right. That is a terrific throw by Jones.
And it was Nolan Waldner, I should say, too. I misspoke. 21, not 22, but the tight end. Nice catch.
Nice catch indeed, and a good throw as well.
First down and 10. Jones back to throw, goes right. Now flush from the pocket. Keegan Jones going to run to the left side, looking, now trying to stop. Jukes, his would-be tackler, still going. Jones up to the 50 and pushed out of bounds and caught by one of the Riverdale coaches before he could get too far out of bounds.
Boy, that's a little more like a Fran Tarkenton if for your 70s guys. But
that's way ahead of, way before your time.
If you want to go to my time, Russell Wilson right there.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He basically just scrambled. It's basically trying to look time, and then pressure comes, scramble drill. Gets out, finds the sideline, and there's 2:29 left in the game, so we're kind of getting time to two-minute drill. So excellent job there by Keegan Jones to get out of bounds to preserve some time.
Second down, ball is on the 49-yard line, Ithaca's own. It's going to be second and 7 yards to go. 2:29 remaining here in the first half. Pitch play. Bulldogs running to the right side. That is Hilby. Cuts back across. He might be going all the way on another cutback run. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Boy, Wyatt Hilby's been great this game. And the offensive line just creating holes for him as well, doing great as well. But again, Wyatt Hilby, his cutback, his vision is what makes that play. Able to cut back like that, taking the outside. Looks like from one side of the field to the other. Dead sprint. His vision has been great, and that's why he's been making some big plays for Ithaca today.
Well, his cutbacks are impressive. That's just how he scored the first time, Michael. And just Riverdale thinks they're kind of zeroing in on him, and then he just kind of cuts to the left, and there's nobody behind him. So it's good to go for the Bulldogs on a kick for the extra point, and that one is good. And the Bulldogs lead it by a score of 21-0. It is Kaiser on the kick, and the Bulldogs are off to a 3-touchdown lead. 2:17 remaining in the first half. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
21-0 Bulldogs, and Riverdale back to receive this kick after a quick discussion with the sidelines there. Still a fairly warm night. Temperatures will drop to the upper 50s in the night. A ways to go there, but very comfortable. Short sleeve shirts on the opening night. That's the way we like it. Standing Brown will kick off after the recent Bulldog score. Here's the approach. This end-over-end is going to be taken on the fly by Riverdale here around the 20-yard line. Coming to the right side, Brody Meese, left side. He's to the 35 and then wrestled out of bounds around the 38-yard line by Ithaca. Tackled by Channing Brown and company, and that's where Riverdale starts.
Yeah, it's a good return there by Brody Meese. Basically, the vision, again, he's got a good cutback too, but again, just couldn't find that hole to get the end zone. But then again, that's a good return by Brody Meese. I'll take that any day.
Ball is marked at the 37-yard line, Riverdale's own. And the Chieftains will spend a little more time in committee. 2:10 remaining in the first half of football. And Riverdale to the line now. Kind of straightening it out. Mirabelli goes to the right side. So does Dennis. And Blankenship will be under center. Man in motion for Riverdale. There's Blankenship back to throw. Jukes once. Now he's going for the gusto. Right side into double coverage, and it is going to be caught by Dennis, I believe. Oh, what a catch there between two players. Bevin Dennis came down with it.
Wow, that's a typical Bevin Dennis thing to do. He throws it up. Looks like it's 1 against 2 down there, and somehow Bevin Dennis goes up and catches it. And I bet he's going heads up.
Wow.
Bevin Dennis, he usually does that for big plays. Go heads up.
That was a big play. It takes it all the way to the 31-yard line of Ithaca on one big throw. Coverage by Channing Brown and Keegan Jones of Ithaca couldn't have been any tighter, and he jumped up right in the middle and brought it down.
Yeah, I talked about this earlier, about those short plays to build confidence. Blankenship just yeeted it down the field, and Dennis just comes up with the grab. My goodness, give the ball to your playmakers, and that's what Blankenship did. It's like, oh, someone's down there somewhere. And Dennis just comes up with it.
They got it done. Absolutely. Timeout on the field, 21-0, the score. Checking out some other scores from around southwest Wisconsin. Baroqua 13, Dodgeville 7 in the second quarter. Hillsboro 21-6 over Boscobel. Richland Center has tied Toma. That is at 7-7. Looks like Jaden Shep with a pass to Banker and 7-7. That's about 2:36 left in the first half in Toma tonight. 21-0 here in Muscadet. The Bulldogs leading it. We're down to 2 minutes as the clock gets rolling, and there's the snap from center. Blankenship going to throw to the left side, incomplete. His receiver slipped down. That was Dennis again, his intended man, and he just lost his footing that time.
Yeah, it looks like he lost his footing, but it looks like the throw was off to the left too. Kind of that situation where it's just off target, and Dennis tried to get back to the ball, but slipped there.
So a minute 55 remaining in the first half, second down and 10 for Riverdale from the Ithaca 31-yard line. Riverdale heads to the football, ball on the right, hash mark. They're going to split out Mirabelli on the near side and Dennis. Blankenship under center. There's a snap from Kroll. And now Blankenship, the quarterback, is going to be wrestled down from around the right side behind the line of scrimmage, loss of about three. Several Bulldogs in on the play there, and as they unpile, did you see who?
Yeah, it was Wesley Nelson there that got the sack. That was a great chase down sack there. Again, Blankenship nowhere to go, turns to scramble drill, but Wesley Nelson just uses his speed, come from behind, and gets a nice sack there.
So the clock at 1:34 and counting down here in the first half. 21-0 Bulldogs. Riverdale trying to get on the board here late in the half. It is a third down, and the ball is at the 30, so about 15 yards to go for a first down. Oh, the quarterback is hit. Ball comes loose, and it rolls to the right side, and they're going to say that he did not fumble it. Bulldogs with a big hit from the right side on the quarterback.
Boy, that's why the blindside position is so big. Again, it looked like from the edge there, it looks like a combination of Wesley Nelson and number 57 Ithaca there. Just a big hit. And that's why the left tackle position is so important, because you want to protect your QB's blindside. And you see what, and you hear what happens here when you don't protect the blindside.
Pads were popping. Riverdale will punt the football away. Campbell back to do the honors. Awaiting a snap. There it is. And here is the punt. They're going to try to angle it to the right side. It's caught for the Bulldogs right around the 11-yard line and immediately a tackle. So the Chieftains with good coverage. The catch is made there by Ethan Burkram, and the Bulldogs will have it with a minute 5 remaining in the half.
Yeah, it's now about gaining that time for Ithaca again. 1:05 left. Make this lead grow even more by doing not 2-minute drill this time, but a 1-minute drill. And by the plays they've been making so far, they can make it happen. Make Keegan Jones swing that ball down the field. Let's see what happens here.
They'll probably use every moment they can here. Bulldogs don't usually go conservative, especially when you're leading 21-0. There's the snap, and yes, Jones back to throw. Going to air it out on the near side, and it's caught by Brown, and he's going to have a first down and then some up to the 40-yard line. Jones with good accuracy. Brown was wide open.
Yeah, he was wide open here. He just wants a go route, and you see the corner fail, bites on him a little bit too hard, loses it, and the safety couldn't get there in time. The throw, Jane Brown had to make a little adjustment, try to turn around and catch it. But yet again, that was a good throw by Keke Jones and good catch by Channing Brown.
Under a minute to go here in the first half. First down for the Bulldogs from their own 40-yard line. Riverdale digging in tight. The ball on the near hash mark. Jones back to throw again. Flush from the pocket. Throws a short completion there. And Burkram catches, turns upfield, and hit immediately by Riverdale. And a whistle, and I believe a timeout has been taken. Tackle right away by Riverdale's Owen Blankenship. So a lot of hard hits out there. Timeout taken. Again, halftime coming up. We will talk about some events going on in the start of high school football. Good stuff coming your way. You looking forward to getting back to school? College now for the big
time. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. High school went by, and now college is coming up too. I'm looking forward to college, but then again, I'm going to miss you guys at the station.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I mean, I'll be back like when I come home on the weekends for like Fridays, but like, it's not going to really hit the same.
Yeah. Well, you'll still be around.
Yeah.
Maybe Thanksgiving and Christmas vacations. And
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll all go on spring break together or something.
Oh.
Yeah,
that too. Also, yeah, also, think about one thing about great about Whitewater. I saw, like, how long their Christmas break is.
Oh.
It's, like, it goes until, like, mid-January.
Wow.
Or something like that. So, yeah, You might hear a lot of me.
All right.
Towards that winter time.
Well, we hope so. Second down for the Bulldogs after the timeout. Out of the shotgun, Jones throws. It's caught. Now a little hook and ladder. catch and now a pitch. Cutting down the sideline is Wyatt Hilmy all the way to the 30-yard line of Riverdale. Oh, you haven't seen that? That's an old Dan Rice standard there. The throw and then the pitch and catch. Yeah, the Bulldogs executed it great.
How about that, Ithaca, with some trickery there? I like to see that from Ithaca getting creative. They're up 21-0, so why not play with a couple of trick plays? Why not? And they're in a really good position now. 41 seconds left. They're still in the 35. Got a lot of work to do. But it's looking very promising for Ithaca to get another score in this drive.
Ball just inside the 35. Yeah, first and 10. There's the snap. Jones throws it near side. Caught by Brown. Jukes one man. Jukes another. First down, Bulldogs. Still going 20. Down to the 16-yard line on the run by Brown. Clock stops as they reset the ball. 34 seconds to go. Bulldogs will spike it now to stop the clock with 33 seconds. So the ball is marked at the 17-yard line of Riverdale. It'll be second and 10.
Boy, Channing Brown is very shifty. He just uses his vision, his cuts, his athleticism. He's very quick on his feet and able to break a lot of tackles, too, using that power, too. And Ithaca, look at this, down in the red zone now. Put a touchdown here, and this will really hurt.
Play comes in from the near sideline. Yeah, they're executing kind of that, I want to say, two-minute drill, but it was less than a minute drill here, and they're moving the ball downfield quickly. Ball at the 17 of Riverdale, second down and 10, 33 seconds to go in the half. And Keegan Jones will run out of the shotgun, awaiting a snap from center. There's the snap from Neef. Jones back to the 25, now rolling to the 20. Sands throws toward the goal line, and it is incomplete. Intended for Nelson, he went over the rope and landed in the crowd. Holy cow. Everybody's all right? That was an acrobatic move.
Yeah. Wow, Wesley Nelson, yeah, he jumps so high, he puts his heel at the rope and falls down. I think he landed near one of my cousins down there.
Yeah, there are some people laying on blankets down there. He almost wound up right in the middle of them.
Yeah, that's one of my cousins down there.
Third and 10 yards to go from the 17 at Riverdale. Bulldogs with 25 seconds to go. Jones back to throw, goes far side, and it is up in the air. Jones to Brown, touchdown Ithaca. Channing Brown with an over-the-shoulder grab. That was no easy catch.
Boy, yeah, that's what a game Channing Brown has done. He did not know the ball was in the air until he literally got to the 3-yard line. He looked up and just a nice jump grab there. But we got a flag in the field here.
We do? Oh, man. Where was that? Over here on the near side. So a break for Riverdale and for Ithaca. That erases a highlight reel catch by Channing Brown.
That high school football this year, that's one of the top catches that did not count.
Well, it's at the 30-yard line. Bulldogs now with 17 seconds, third and a long way, third and about 20, awaiting a snap from center, 10 seconds. Jones gets the snap, 7 seconds, going to air it out again. There is Brown, and it is overshot. And Devin Dennis almost caught it at the 2-yard line. 2 seconds remaining. Devin Dennis on the coverage. The Bulldogs will have one more chance for a wing and a prayer right here.
Yeah, 2 seconds left. Looks like 4th and 10 down to 30. It's basically a huck and chuck time for Keegan Jones. It's basically everyone Hail Mary. Basically everyone runs the goal route. Hope to pray for the best. But Channing, I throw the ball to Channing Brown's way. He has been a dude tonight.
Proven commodity. 4th down for the Bulldogs. 2 seconds left in the half. Jones will take it out of the shotgun, snap from the 30. Jones backs up to the 40, airs it over the middle, and it is intercepted by Devin Dennis, and that'll do it for the first half of play. Devin grabs it around the 2-yard line, and the first half comes to an end. High flying and some excitement here in this game.
I know the score is not looking too pretty, but again, that was a fun last minute and a half. That was a fun drive that Ithaca pulled off. Even though it came up short, that was a fun watch. I mean, just seeing Keegan Jones flinging it down, Channing Brown making some incredible plays, an incredible catch that didn't count. But, anyways, that was a good ending.
Good half of football. 21-0 Bulldogs in the lead. Riverdale has had some opportunities, and they'll talk about it in their end zone here at halftime. And we'll go to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. You're listening to high school football here in Muscadet. The Bulldogs lead 21-0 over the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Not only is high school football underway this week, but high school volleyball teams are preparing for the season. Michael Hernan has more.
The high school volleyball season is back, with tournaments starting for most teams around the state. Here's the area teams participating in tournaments, starting with Richland Center. They will be